we just did what we have to do to get the, you know, gin 5,000 bales cutting. In other words, we're not expanding. In the past, almost every year, we'd say, well, this machine is pretty well worn. We're going to replace it with a new one. But due to the inflationary trends and everything, machinery, we just can't afford to. So we had about 15 men. We worked year-round down there in that combination of elevator, which processes planting seed. We have a cotton warehouse that we store the gin cotton in till the mills get ready for it. Also, we have a delaining plant we run.
A
delaining, that takes the lint off of the seed and prepares them for planting, you know, and sell cotton seed the following year. So we laid off most of our men, not laid them off, really. They're drawing workman's compensation, unemployment. And we work them 2 days a week, which the law allows, and they get the $80. Because they're good men, we can't afford to lose them. You can't go out and pick up the average person and run a cotton gin anymore. Used to, but no more.
Is there a union?
Hmm?
Is it a union?
No, ma'am. To my knowledge, there's no unions in East Carroll Parish.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we do repair work. Since I've been, we started off with this old gin and a little old shack for an office, wasn't as big as one of those offices. And you'd have to see the conglomerate down there in the last 12 years. Somebody's making some money, I'm not. I'm an employee. But, oh Lord, I wouldn't have any idea what they spent in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Where do they ship the cotton out here? Is there
Some of it goes to Japan, some of it goes overseas, some of it.
Is there a place here, like province?
They ship it by rail or truck.
What about the river?
So far none has, and that's what I can't understand. Why, you know?
Don't they send grain down the river?
Yeah, a lot of soybeans and very little milo. Basically soybeans here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of corn comes in off of the river from up in Iowa, and it's available to the people. We don't raise corn here very much anymore. Used to raise a lot of corn, but cotton and soybeans now, and a little rice. Rice is coming back to this parish. Years ago, I've heard this fellow I refer to as my grandfather, they had lots of rice here. Then King Cotton came along, and then the big farmer, you know, I mean, now it's almost impossible to make a living on 40 acres. That's all I own.
What do you grow on it?
This year is all soybeans due to the seepage water. Too late to plant cotton. Last year we had about half cotton, and I rented due to the job I have. There's two young boys trying to get started farming, real good friends of mine. I've known them ever since they started walking. They're doing a good job of farming it, and due to the, like I say, cost of machinery, you just couldn't buy another, and you couldn't pay for one tractor off of 40 acres because it cost $20,000 with no equipment. And I come out just as well renting it, really. And nobody, me and my wife, we never have been blessed with any children. We raised her baby brother and sent him through college. We sent three other children through college. And now I've drawn the line. They're going to have to make it on their own. Their children are going to have to hustle. But the reason I did that, I see the need for education, and I wasn't fortunate. My people wasn't able to help me.
Have you ever wanted to go back and take night courses?
I have, but I can't find the time. And I had an opportunity, but I was, like I say, when I came out of the service, I had a real good friend of mine. His brother and myself played football together in high school. He had came home from the service and was going to Louisiana Tech over here, milking cows by hand in a dairy, and working his way through with his $90 or whatever the GI Bill was.